Today, I'm absolutely thrilled with a guest that we've got on for you. He's a World Cup winning captain, but not only is he World Cup winning captain, which is a rarity in itself, he is also a World Cup winning captain of a Bangladesh cricket team. So we all know how rare and unique that is. He is, of course, Mr. Akbar Ali. So Akbar, welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum. Thanks. Thank you very much. Very pleased to be on your show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for taking time to be with us today. I know you have a very busy schedule, so thank you for taking time out. I wanted to start the conversation today by talking about lockdown. It's a topic that everyone's talking about all over the world, unfortunately. So I just wanted to know how lockdown is for you personally, and how you've been experiencing lockdown, and also how have you been able to maintain training? How have you been able to maintain your fitness?
If I say it in only one words, I will say it's boring. It's not pleasing to be without cricket for so many days, because cricket is what we love to do, and it's all about our life that we are very comfortable and very used to with cricket. But without cricket, it's very boring. But what you said, that how are we are maintaining our fitness, to be honest, we are not doing any skill wars like batting or bowling right now in this in right now in Bangladesh, because it's not the situation is not good in Bangladesh, you know. So what we are doing only we are only focusing on our fitness, and yes, that's how we are passing our lockdown situation.
And I know that unfortunately, we were supposed to have your fitness coach with us today, Mr. Richard Stonier, who, of course, is a good friend of yours. Well, he's your coach. And luckily, I've spoken to him previously as well. I know that he's been doing some online training sessions with you. How have you been finding those online training sessions?
I think we're very lucky to having him in this lockdown, because without him, I think it would be very difficult for us to maintain our fitness. But not only for important, but as well, but we are enjoying his company as well. So I would say a big thanks to him that he's coming on YouTube on live shows and he's with us. So a big thanks to him.
Absolutely, yeah. I've spoken to Richard before. He was on one of my podcasts, and I know how much positive energy that he brings to the team, how much motivation that he's able to bring to the team. So during lockdown, have you been able to keep motivated yourself?
Yeah, I think whatever the situation is in your hand, you have to go through with this situation. But I think you only can control what you can control. You cannot think what you cannot control. So that's how we are focusing on, and that's how we are living our life, because we cannot go outside and hanging around. So we have to be in our homes and maybe watching some movies, or yeah, that's how, you know, you have to be motivated, and you have to keep motivated yourself.
Sure, absolutely. And as you say, I think it's the same all around the world. People are bored, basically. I know
Yes,
I'm bored.
definitely.
I spend most of the time at home. It's an unfortunate situation, but let's hope things get back to normal soon.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So obviously we're speaking in English today, which I'm really grateful for, because my Bangla is okay. I can get around Dhaka in a
Even
CNG.
my English is okay.
No, your English is fantastic. But if you want to answer in Bengali, please
No.
feel free to.
Yeah, thanks.
So I wanted to obviously focus on the World Cup back in February, the tournament that happened in South Africa. obviously Bangladesh winning the tournament, which was a fantastic achievement. It's the first time, as I was saying, that any Bangladesh cricket team has won a world title. So it was a fantastic achievement. What I was interested in was kind of before the tournament, as you were going into the tournament, did you always have a sense of confidence? Did you always think that you could actually win the tournament?
Yes, definitely. I think all the members of our team, we dreamed for the title. And I think we all are very confident about winning the title because we worked really hard for this. And I think we played so many games before the World Cup. I think we played 40 international games. So we knew that if we can play our A game and we can promote ourselves into the with our potential. So potential, then we can beat any team. So yes, we had that confidence.
Yeah, that was certainly, I mean, for me watching it on TV, I could kind of see that confidence within the players just through, you know, the body language of the players. It was just very impressive to watch. And as you went through the tournament, it seemed to me that you were kind of growing more and more in confidence. Would you say sort of, so before the final then, before, obviously you had a fantastic tournament. Going into the final, beating New Zealand in the semi-finals was also a fantastic performance. But going into the final, obviously you're facing India, you know, the most dominant, one of the most dominant cricket teams at any level of cricket, under-19s, senior, A-level, A-team cricket. Did you have any doubts at all? Did you think to yourself before that India game, you know, we're up against a very good team here, maybe we're not going to do so well?
No, what I said, that confidence was there, but you know, India, what you said, that India is a very challenging side and one of the most dominant side in the world cricket. So we knew that if we want to beat them, we have to bring our A game and we have to be at our best so that we can beat them. But confidence was there. I think personally, I didn't have any doubt with our team. So personally, I can say, yes, I was very confident and I didn't have any doubt in my mind.
And again, yeah, I think that kind of confidence really, well, everyone could see it in the final.
Yeah.
And in particular, what I was really impressed with was just the very start of the game. So, what, the first 15, 20 minutes of the game, the first few overs. I think the way Shorifal and Saqib bowled, it was something that I certainly hadn't seen from a Bangladesh cricket team before. And it's quite rare for any team, I think, to bowl with such intensity and such aggression for the first few overs of that game, well, for that first power play, really. I mean, was that a game plan that you kind of had planned before with the coaches about going out and really being intense, really focusing those first few overs?
Yeah, the message was there that if you want to beat the Indian side, you have to be aggressive and you have to chase at them. So I think hats off to our bowling unit that they executed all the plans very well. And I think, yes, what I said, that message was there, you have to be aggressive, you have to play hard. So you cannot just play a normal game with India against India. So yes, message was there.
Absolutely. And yeah, it was interesting, those first few overs, just how aggressive, how intense the play was, and in particular the bowling of Shorifal and Saqib. Obviously, you're the captain and the wicketkeeper. You're standing behind the stumps. Was there any time during that opening few overs where you thought, I need to tell them just to calm down a little bit because maybe they're being over-aggressive?
No, I think I didn't feel that, because even I also wanted to push them. So I was very clear with that plan that we have to be aggressive, not with the body, but we have to be aggressive with the ball. So yeah, I didn't stop them. That's now it's okay. We can play our normal game. I didn't give them such message, but I think what they did exactly the same what we wanted from our meeting room. So yes, they had done a fantastic job to restrict them below 180. I'm not only saying about Saqib and Shariful, I'm talking about all the bowling unit and all the fielding unit.
Like you say, I think the intensity and the pressure created by the bowlers meant that the Indian batsmen, they never really could play particularly freely. The run rate was always around three runs and over. They could never get to that sort of, you know, 300 score that I guess they were targeting. And so, obviously, in reply, you were chasing, like you say, a very decent score of 178. But obviously, these winning a World Cup final is never easy. And wickets were falling. You came into bat. I think the score was on about 65 for four when you came into bat. There was still over 100 runs to get to win. What was your kind of mindset as you came into bat?
I think I was very clear that I have to be there till the end, because I knew it was going to be a difficult chase, because although we got a fantastic start by our openers, but there was club, and I was thinking that we cannot afford to lose so many wickets from now on. So planning was simple that I have to be there till the end, and that is the only thing I was thinking.
And of course, you know that happened. You know, you were there till the end, and that game
alhamdulillah plan, that happened.
That game plan absolutely worked perfectly. One of the things that I noticed about your batting, and I think everyone noticed about your batting and indeed your captaincy, is just how calm and cool and mature you are as a captain on the field of play. I mean, I think we should all remind ourselves, you're only 18 years of age. You're still only 18 years of age, very young. Have you always been a very calm person when you play cricket? Or is this something that you've learned through coaching?
I think, how could I answer this? Because how can I judge myself? But I'm a person who wants to keep things simple, and I always try to do what the situation is coming towards me and react through that situation. So if required run rate is over six, then I have to play another game. If the required run rate is below four and we have so many overs to play, then I have to react otherwise. So I think you need to understand what the game situation is and what you need to do in the middle. That I think that's the only things that you can understand about, or you can realize, okay, how I will go on.
Well, as I said, I think one of the things that impressed me and everyone else watching the game, I think, was just how clear your thinking was, particularly during that run chase. You know, you didn't panic at any time. You remained cool. You remained calm. You knew exactly kind of what you had to do, and through that partnership, mainly with Iman. You managed to kind of get to that target. In terms of your calmness, what interested me was actually sort of after the game. You know, you'd won the game and everyone was, you know, celebrating as everyone does, but you were still, it seemed like, even at the post-match presentations, you were still very calm. You know, you were very kind of level-headed. You weren't sort of jumping up and down too much or dancing or anything. Is that just because of your personality?
Maybe, you know, every person is different and every person have some different way to celebrate. Because I think you haven't seen me celebrated on the field, but at the backstage or in the dressing room, I was a different person. So I think what I said, everybody has some different way to celebrate. And yeah, that's all.
I'm sure maybe. You celebrated. Yeah, I'm sure you celebrated in a more kind of jubilation with jubilation in the dressing room for sure. I also then just wanted to talk a little bit about you and your future and kind of, you know, what cricket. Obviously, you're not playing cricket now, but yeah. kind of looking to the future a little bit more. Obviously, you know, the Bangladesh national team is there, and there's some very experienced players within the Bangladesh national team. Do you talk much with some of those senior players? Do you try to get some advice from them?
I would say that I want to learn from every positive things what I can see. And it's not necessary that you only have to learn from your senior. You can learn from your teammates and even from your junior as well. But I always try to take some positive from anyone. So yes, it would be great if I can get some knowledge or get some experience from our senior side, it would be great. But yes, I will be very keen to learn those things.
I think that's a really kind of great way, a great outlook of trying to kind of get advice from everyone. So not only seniors, like you say, but sort of people you play with, and I'm sure your coaches as well. Obviously, in the senior team, there's also a very good wicketkeeper batsman. We all know Mushy.
Yes.
And he has obviously kind of been the captain for Bangladesh before. I was just wondering, is he someone that you might talk to sometimes about sort of how to captain whilst being a wicketkeeper and all the different sort of pressures that you face?
Yeah, it would be great if I can take some views of Mushfiq Bhai, because, you know, he's a legend in Bangladesh cricket. I think from the last 5 years, what he have done and what he's doing now, it's tremendous. So if I can get some positive views from him, it would add something special to my cricket career. So yeah, I'll be very lucky if it happens, and I'm sure in future I'll do that.
I'm sure that will happen in the future, no doubt. Also, I'm just interested to know if there is anyone in the national team. Obviously, when you were growing up as a child, as a kid, was there anyone that you particularly kind of looked up to and who you thought, I want to be that player?
I think I always, you know, Saqib Al Hasan is one of the greatest all-rounder in the world cricket. So when Saqib Al Hasan is in Bangladesh cricket, you're always looking to him that what he's doing and how he's getting those success. So yes, Saqib Al Hasan is, I'm always looking how he react to the game and how he bat in the middle of the pitch. So yes, I think Saqib Al Hasan is the person I'm very looking at him.
Wow, he's a great player to kind of model yourself on.
Yes.
You know, in terms of all the attributes that he brings to the game, and you know, as you say, he's a legend of Bangladesh cricket. He's played so many games. He's got vast experience.
Yes.
He's won games in all different situations. So yeah, a great person to kind of model yourself on as a cricketer. I then just wanted to look ahead then to the future and what the future is for you. So obviously after the World Cup, I understand that all of the team that the BCB gave them special contracts, so you all had kind of central contracts with the BCB. Is there a plan now for you to kind of be more involved in kind of the Bangladesh A team, or, you know, what is the plan going forward?
No, I think we played only one game in Dhaka Premier League. So I think whenever the situation will be good, we'll back to the Dhaka Premier League. And after that, I think board will take some decision that where we are going to play the next few months or next tournament is. So we have to wait for the board's decision that what the decision they're taking. So I think the first thing will be we'll back to the Dhaka Premier League. I think after that we'll join some camps or maybe divisional cricket, maybe first-class cricket. So we don't know, but I think Dhaka, we are excited for the Dhaka Premier League.
Yes, I think, as you say, I think the most important thing is probably just to start playing cricket again.
Yes.
After lockdown, after the gap of no cricket. And as you say, I'm sure the board have a plan in place in terms of giving you more cricket. Either, like you say, the DPL is an important tournament in the short term, but obviously, yeah, there's lots of other cricket hopefully to be played after that. And from a personal point of view, I think it'd be great if there was another tour to England. Either maybe at A team level or under 19 level. I know that you came to England before the World Cup.
Back in, yeah, August 2019.
2019, August, exactly. Unfortunately, I was meaning to get to some of the games. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But I think it would be great if a tour was organised to England. Probably not this year now, but hopefully I think that would be fantastic. And there's lots of, as I say, there's lots of Bangladesh cricket fans in the UK who will be very keen to watch you play. One other thing in terms of kind of thinking about your future, do you think that would you like to play all formats of the game, or do you see yourself maybe specialising in white ball cricket, or maybe trying to specialise more in red ball cricket?
No, I would love to play all the formats, because when I started my cricket career, or when I was a child, and I loved to play cricket. I even didn't know that what is the cricket, is there is some differences in cricket like 2020 one day or test. I just love to play cricket, so that is speed and that passion is always there. So I'll say I would love to play all the formats.
Well, watching you play, albeit the few times I've watched you play, I think you definitely have the temperament and the mentality to play the long form of the game. I think we all know that you can play white ball cricket. I think that's kind of quite clear from your performances during the World Cup. So I'm sure that all formats of the game are certainly open to you in the future. And I wish you all the best luck for the future.
Thank you. Thanks.
But I'm going to wrap up. I mean, it's been so good talking to you. Again, thank you so much for taking time out to join me today. And as I say,
thank you.
All the best for the future.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was nice to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you.